Recent headlines from the National Eye Institute read, "Vision loss from eye diseases will increase as Americans age." But that doesn't have to happen. The only reason that vision loss from eye diseases increases with age is that older people have had more years to disobey God's 10 natural health laws. If we lived within those 10 health laws, older people would not have those eye diseases. But as people get older and retire, they have more time. And the children are grown up and out of the house, so they have more time. Then they tend to give themselves treats, to indulge themselves. They figure, after all, we've done our duty, so now we get our reward. But there's a terrible price to pay for that attitude. God does not cut us any slack for our age. 70, 80, or 90 is not old to God. He holds us even more responsible because we should be wiser and know better. As I've said many times before, God has set up laws to run this earth, laws of physics, laws of chemistry, laws of astronomy, and many other laws of science, including laws of health. If any of these laws are disobeyed, whether out of ignorance or rebellion, there are always consequences. If you disregard the law of gravity and jump from a high building, you will probably be killed. If you disregard the law of physics and step out in front of a speeding car, you will probably be killed. If you disregard the laws of health and eat and live the way you want rather than the way God wants, you will get sick and die an untimely death and probably a very painful death. God's health laws apply to everyone and to every part of the body, including the eye. It is imperative that we understand God's natural health laws and live within their boundaries. That's the only way we can be healthy and totally free from disease. So what causes these eye diseases, and how can we prevent and/or reverse them? It's really not very complicated. You will be surprised at how simple it is to prevent these devastating eye diseases that often lead to blindness. If it's so simple, then why are eye diseases and vision loss increasing at such a rapid rate? That's the most important question. You can learn what causes these eye diseases and what is necessary to prevent and/or reverse them. But it does no good to know what causes eye diseases and incapacitating vision loss if you are unable to do, or you choose not to do, what is necessary to prevent and/or reverse them. The most important thing you'll learn today is what is necessary to actually do the things you need to do.